Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, hello everyone. This is Sophie Mihalko, and I'm here with the fabulous Tobias Harris. Hi, Tobias.
Hi, everybody. Good. How are you?
You're not Tobias. Not Tobias, you're Tobias.
No.
I think it's much better.
Tobias, yeah. You got my name right. And
I
you're
got
Sophie,
your name right.
Right?
I'm Sophie. I think so.
Okay.
Until proven otherwise. So.
All right.
Excuse me. So, hello, welcome to everyone who's joining us, and we are today talking about doubt. Oh my gosh, such a heavy topic, huh? Can you feel it?
Oh yeah. Yes, I felt that.
So.
Who likes doubt?
Do you want me to start, or do you want to start? Or how do you want to do this?
Well, no, why don't you start? Why don't you start off? You always do well starting off, and I'll think about what I have to say.
So for me, doubt is when we give away the power we have to do something, create something, have something. Okay? So we actually do that. We are actually, if you think about it, we are trained as kids to have doubt. Okay? We are trained because we go to school, we have to rely on the teachers, on the books, on the people who have done the work before to know the right answer. That creates doubt. Then the kids have to doubt themselves because they're always being told to rely on somebody else. Okay? Their awareness is not good enough. They have to rely on somebody else or something else. And that to me is what creates doubt. Now, how we do it, how it's reflected in our lives as adults is that then when we want to do something, unless somebody tells us, oh, well, this person has done it before, so it's possible to do it, or that's how they've done it, so now I can do it. Unless that is in our universe, then we don't think we can do it. And if you don't mind, I'm going to tell a quick story. I have an acquaintance who has recently done a TED Talk about feminism. Because he has two little girls, and he wants his little girls to have all the possibilities that any man has. So he is talking about, you know, having role models for little girls to see that they can do this and they can do that and all of this and all of that. And he posted his TED Talk on YouTube, and he actually got a lot of people who commented negatively, I don't know how to say that word, to his video. And it was funny, on Facebook, he was saying, can my friends please go and comment positively on the video so that there's a balance, right? Well, I looked at it for a second, and I actually said to myself, even though I agree with him, obviously, I'm a woman, I agree with him that, you know, women can do everything men do, and we should definitely have all the same doors open. However, the idea that we need a role model before we can do something, that is what is a problem for me. I don't need somebody else who looks like me, sounds like me, walks like me, to show me that I can do something. If I have no doubt, if I have enough self-confidence, then I don't need somebody else to show me. I can do it myself. I can be the first one to do this.
What about having a mentor? I mean, somebody that will say you're going down a path that is something you wanted to create or do, and you find somebody that's done that already, and you want to have them mentor you so you kind of can avoid some of the roadblocks.
As long as this person is willing to go to not fit you in their box. So basically if another facetter mentors me because they've done it for longer or whatever, it's fine. As long as they don't, ask me to do it the same way they've done it, or they don't tell me, look, I've done this, it works, you should do that, which, by the way, with active consciousness, that would never be the case. But it, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, a mentor will help you know that you're the self-talk you're having with yourself. A mentor will tell you, well, that, you know, you're looking at it the wrong way, or, like, you know, a mentor will definitely be helpful, but that's not the idea of a role model is what drives me crazy. Why can't we just create something or have something or do something just because? Not because somebody else has done it before me, but just because I want to do it. That's it.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense, yeah. Well, I don't know. I believe doubt is one of our greatest enemies. I think we doubt whether we're capable. We doubt whether we're worthy. We doubt whether we'll succeed, or even sometimes we even doubt whether we deserve it. It's so unfortunate because, you know, doubt creates so much strife in our lives. And the great thing is it's actually so easy to overcome it, but most people want to practice doubting themselves all the time. And if you're always doubtful, you can't just wander around and saying I'm doubtful like some kind of victim. That's not fair to the humanity or to who you are, to the gift that you are. And I think self-doubt is purely a head-created phenomenon. I think we were taught that, I think you mentioned earlier that we're taught it and we do it to ourselves. So believe I believe your, it's going to kind of sound a little silly, but I believe that your heart and your balls have a brilliance to them. And that allow them to do some magnificent shit without your head getting in the way. And that's basically what it means, is when your head gets in your own way. So if you ask me what's the fastest way of getting out of self-doubt, I would say just recognize when you're in it and then do the thing you're afraid to do. It's not about feeling confident or going into the situation. It's not about knowing that it's going to work out or having the most detailed plan how this thing will happen. It's about doing it. So really it's about, I think it's about courage. So,
yes.
And courage is what you'll experience and what you'll grow. So, doubt is there, but you do it anyway. So, your problem isn't doubt. Your problem is courage. Doubt is going to be there, but doubt gets out of the way when you express courage. So, just go do it. And when I say just go do it, I mean, go fuck it up completely. That's another thing that we need to have the awareness, is that success is not doing the right thing, and it's definitely not doing the right thing the first time. I think success is having the courage to move in the direction of our dreams.
Yes.
And just to progressively realize that thing, that what we're desiring. And I think many people think success is, you know, oh, I've got a plan, and I'm going to go work out that plan, but it never works out that way. And I think you've witnessed this many times in your life. Has it ever really worked out the way you planned it? It always comes up something. We always create it differently when getting to whatever it is that we desire, even though we could have, you know, strategically planned it for hours or days or months. But it always kind of works out its own way in a different way than we've always, on how we've always planned it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, also, like Sophie, when I talk about courage, I don't mean the type of courage that the society overblows. Society's courage has to be this big, magnificent act, but it really is. And courage today is just expressing who you really are.
Yeah.
And I think when we stop ourselves with doubt, we stop our trueness.
Absolutely. So let me look at the word courage for a moment. So courage comes from the word cœur in French, and cœur means heart. So it's to have heart. So basically, courage is looking at what your heart desires and moving forward with it, having it, actualizing it, being with it. So that is really what courage is to follow what your heart says, not what your head says, right? So your head says, if you do this, this could happen, this could happen, this could happen, and it may be bad. But your heart says, oh, hell no, this is going to be fun. We're going to have fun. We're going to love it. It's going to be awesome. Then really having courage is following your heart.
Yes.
And how does...
And that's what I
mean, isn't that how we all want to live our lives? I know that's how I want to live my life.
Yeah, I certainly do. And what if we can... And what if we can correct doubt before we even have it? So, like, what if we give so much energy to the things that have turned out positive in our lives and keep that, like, vibration so active that there's just no room for contradictory vibration like doubt? So I think a lot of times we miss that, where we're constantly thinking about, when we go into doubt, all the wrongness of us and all that could continue if we kind of take that path that we're scared to take. So, but instead of doing that, maybe we can start getting that energy of all the good things, all the positive things that have happened to us before, and just trying to stay in that energy. And and then I also think that,
okay, so I was, while you were talking, I was looking for a quote that I actually wrote 2 months ago. And it's, doubt is the most paralyzing thought. I don't even try to get away from it anymore. Instead, I ask, what else can I choose right now? Because I can always go back to doubt 10 seconds later. So, it's going to be there. It's going to be present. It's going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that you have to hold on to that doubt. Put it aside for a second and ask, what else can you choose? And then see what shows up. You can always go back to the doubt if you want to.
Yeah.
Put it aside for a moment. I recently had a good friend tell me how much she was doubting herself, which was fascinating to me, because I actually think she's fantastic and phenomenal in what she's doubting herself in. But anyway, she was saying she was doubting herself. And I asked, well, what will it take to change that? She said, it's so hard to change that. So I said, would you do me a favor? And for today, would you just put aside the thought that it's hard to change it? Because when you decide that changing something is hard, then there's no way you can change it.
Yeah.
Right? It's too hard, and you don't want your life to be hard, so you're not gonna change something that you already decided is too hard. So I think that's the first step, is to say, okay, what if it was not difficult to get rid of doubt? Yeah.
Yeah. So come up with questions that are going to empower you. Is that what you? So, like, a great question would be to say, for instance, like, when you're in that situation of doubt, what's right about me that I'm not getting? And if you say that over and over, and even if you have to say it 100 times, you'll start to feel that doubt monkey climb off your back. And you begin to, like, see what's actually right about you. You'll start feeling, you'll start sensing that doubt sort of melt away. That seems to work for me. I always seem to go to that question, what's right about me that I'm not getting? And sometimes I have to ask myself that a lot of times before I start actually seeing what it is that I'm not seeing. And I also think sometimes, like, for instance, when we're doubting our happiness, stop trying so hard to be happy. What if you didn't need an ulterior motive just to getting it? What if you could just be happy? And sometimes the effort in itself of trying so hard, makes you more unhappy than ever.
Yep.
And then so like, if you're doubting your happiness and you think you have to somehow challenge yourself to be happy and put so much effort into it, what if it's just about asking a question? and the right question, and then and maybe that'll open up some new doors and possibilities.
Yeah, so you,
you know,
said
I think
the
a lot
word...
of us.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I think a lot of us, I think humans often think that if that they get their sights on something, they must find a way to think about it and think about it and think about it and think about it and then reel it in like a fish on a line. It's not like that at all. It's once you set your sights on it, you get the energy of that. Okay, and
yeah.
Your work is kind of done. Your work is sort of done. The universe will show you the path, but you need to now kind of relax and be receptive to those paths. Because if you're always in effort, you'll live restless, and you'll miss the universe hints that the universe will be giving you. So I say this because I do this. So I often will try to work out something that I want, and I'll just, try so hard and keep doing it, and I'll realize, wow, when I'm just sort of going in a circle here. What if I just relax and just allow this, all my resistance that I'm really giving to it, to just let that go and be done with it, and then just kind of be receptive to what the universe is going to give me, because, the universe is always going to answer us. And if we're always in that need space and that where we need a lot of effort space, I think we're going to lose a lot of those. We're going to lose the energy of what's coming at us.
Yeah, that was very well said. Thank you for sharing that. I want to go back to
I kind of get lost up in my head. I'm talking of in circles.
You know what you're talking about. It's awesome. I actually wanted to go back to a word you used earlier. Is you say you empower yourself, because I think we have to remember that doubt is when we disempower ourselves. So we have decided that somebody, something is better than us, or is better than us. Know about our life, right? So
yes.
I have this thing when I go to the doctor's office, I always cry. And for the longest time, I did not understand why I was crying. And I now realize how to fix it. Now, that doesn't work for me, so I definitely now have found a way of going to the doctor without crying or without disempowering myself. So basically, I go for information now, and I listen to the information they're giving me, and then I ask, is this true for me? Is this what's actually correct for me? And sometimes it will be.
Yeah.
A question just left me with that.
You're kind of breaking up a lot, Sophia. I'm missing a lot of what you're saying.
Sorry. So let me move my phone. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, I can hear you a lot better now.
Okay, awesome. So my client was telling me she has had asthma pretty seriously the last couple of months. And she was telling me she went to the doctor's office. They gave her a little pill that she has to take, and it's been really wonderful. It's helped her a lot for about a month. And then a month later, it stopped working. Like her asthma was back, right?
Yeah.
So she called the doctor, and he didn't call her back. So I have a feeling that basically once you take that pill, if it stops working, I don't think they have something else to give you, like the medical, the medical field probably does not know what to do with you once that doesn't work anymore. So I feel like that's why they haven't called back. I ask her, is your body trying to protect you from the stuff that your body has decided is harmful? Because she also has a lot of allergies. And she says, yeah, actually, that's right. So her body is creating this thing called asthma and allergies in this reality to protect her. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, really all you have to do is tell your body that there's nothing to protect you, or and to give you the awareness when something is harmful, to give you the awareness in a different way, in a way that's not as violent or as painful as asthma or allergy. And mm-hmm. it was really cool. Like, I could feel her body relax. You know, she didn't have asthma at the time she was there. It was just really cool to see that, okay, so once, instead of doubting that she knows what's going on for her body, and so therefore asking a doctor to tell her what's wrong instead of relying on her awareness, but she's also willing to go to the doctor and get the information. She's not closed off to what the doctor is saying. I'm just giving her the power to ask her body, hey, is this going to work for me or not? Is this what's going on for me or not? And that's where doubt disappears. If we actually rely on our own awareness, if we actually go back to what do I know here that I'm pretending I don't know, that's when doubt disappears. So we don't have to fight doubt. We don't have to try to change our thoughts. We just have to ask a question, right?
Mm-hmm. Just stay in that question, yeah. And you do that so well. I really admire how much, how quickly you go to questions. And I really do think that is the key. You know, so often we try to answer ourselves, and you know that whenever we answer ourselves, it sort of disempowers. Because whenever we answer ourselves, it kind of locks us into the one thing, you know, and usually that one thing is from what some past experience we've encountered. So questioning always kind of breaks that cycle. It's great how you so quickly go to with your clients to show them that it's all about, you know, ask yourself, ask your body what it is that it's really needing. Sometimes, you know, a lot of us end up just going straight to our minds, and they think we think our minds create our lives. And I think our mind actually destroys all the possibilities.
I heard a great expression.
I'm sorry, you broke up, Sophie.
Actually, okay. If you think, you sink.
Mm-hmm.
That, I love that expression. If you think, you sink. So basically, if you go to your head, you actually going to go deeper into the places that you don't want to go into.
Yeah, so, like judgment,
like decisions, conclusions, points of views. I mean, if you go to those things instead of, okay, so a lot of people ask me, what's the difference between a thought and an awareness?
Mm-hmm.
So a thought is very solid, and a thought can be, it's usually a computation. So it's like, because of this, that, or I see this and therefore this is going to happen, or I have experienced this in the past and therefore this is going to repeat itself. So that's usually a computation. That's a thought. An awareness kind of comes out of nowhere. Oh, what's that about? Okay, I just heard call Tobias. Oh, I didn't think about calling Tobias. Oh, or I just heard go to that website, or call this old friend I haven't talked to in years, or go take a walk, or like all these things that are not necessarily logical, and they're not necessarily connected to anything that we are thinking about, but they just show up. That's your awareness. That's the universe giving you the gift that you're asking for. It's really cool.
And so often we look at something we want or something we want to accomplish, and we flip through this Rolodex and all that mind chatter, but our mind wants really least resistance. Our mind is just, you know, it likes comfort. So it's always going to give you, you're always going to come up with doubt when you start going through your mind. And I don't think that there's something wrong with you when you do that. There really isn't. It's just like you said, that it's your awareness that you really have to pay attention to.
Yes.
And
okay.
And I often go back. I kind of dance back and forth from those two a lot of times. I do still go to my mind, and I'll listen to my mind chatter for about something I'm thinking about, and I'll try to find an answer through my mind. And you know, I know I use your mind for logical thinking. If I have to solve an equation, I'm going to use my mind. But if I'm thinking about anything other than anything that's not logical, I shouldn't be going to my mind. Is that correct?
If anything is logical, so if anything is because of this, that, or I'm afraid of this because that, then that's your head, right? Now,
yes.
I really want to tell people, we're not saying never be afraid. We're not saying always think the best of everything, because there's going to be a situation where you're going to be like, oh, I don't want to go in that dark alley. It's dangerous. Mm-hmm. That may be your awareness. It's very possible it's dangerous. It's not because a lot of people think dark alleys are dangerous that it's not dangerous. Like, it could be dangerous. So that's also, you also have to follow the awareness that seems like logical too. I'm not saying every, mm-hmm. you know, don't go jump off the cliff because you think it's okay. Like, you got the awareness to jump off the cliff. Like, you know, use your, I mean, be aware that you're going to be aware of everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
And that's awesome, because sometimes, okay, so you know what, Tobias? I want to tell people something. Sometimes it's not doubt. Sometimes it's knowing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, like, I mean, I've heard you before say to me, I just know it. And it would drive me crazy because I wanted to know how you knew it. But I know that sometimes you do know things, and there's no necessarily logical conclusion behind it. You just know things. So ask yourself, am I doubting here, or am I actually aware that it may not be the time for me to do this, or I'm missing information? A lot of time that's what happens too, is we get doubt because we actually are missing information. So I recently started playing with stocks, and I thought I had information, so I started buying the stocks using the information I had, but I was actually missing a big piece of information, which I wish I had, because I did not have that information. I actually lost money. So now I know, I was missing that information. But it's funny, because when I was doing the transaction, I was doubting myself. Like, there was a part of me that was like, don't do it. So it was not doubt. It was my awareness saying, you're missing information here. Don't do this. So just know that the universe is going to give you all of the information if you ask for it, like you're missing information. That's also information. And it may not be doubt. And that's really what I want people to take from this. Doubt is not necessarily a bad thing. Sometimes it's actually you knowing that it may not be the time, or you don't want to do something. Okay, how many times do we, like, women who want to go out with men they just met online, and then they have this like weird feeling about it, and they think, I'm really afraid of going out and meeting new people. Are you afraid of going out and meeting new people, or actually do you know that this is not the guy for you?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It's your awareness, and sometimes
yeah.
we'll replay it as maybe it's doubt. And
Say that again. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, so it's sometimes you can think that your doubt is doubt, but really it's just an awareness of something that is true. And
exactly.
But, you know, you're allowing your doubt, your mind to kind
exactly.
of get in the way. That's what I think that, you know, try to be more ease when you're trying to accomplish something. I think a lot of people think that, well, you can't have ease, you can't be carefree, because then you're playing it safe, or you're not being in action, or you're not accomplishing anything. But
yeah.
But that's not
exactly.
really it. It's just being the energy of ease. And
uh-huh.
It doesn't mean you just stand around or not care. It's just it's kind of like a beautiful balance in life that if you just understand that your point of view is what creates your reality and not this reality creates your point of view, you're sort of already there and you just kind of allow like the universe to sort of do the rest and
mm-hmm.
and keeping that, staying that energy. And I have to practice that a lot because lately I've been really resisting a lot of things and I've been sort of crunching my hours in the day and I tend to think by the end of the day that my day ends at 9 or 10 o'clock at night, I'm sort of frustrated. I'm thinking, well, what did I do today besides work? And then I have to think about sort of kind of move into a different direction of my awareness.
Okay. So I actually want, thank you for saying that, because I want to give people one more tool to get
mm-hmm.
out of doubt.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot have doubt when you acknowledge yourself. So
mm-hmm.
when doubt picks its ugly nose, just put it aside, stop it. You can always go back to it if you want to. And for a little while, acknowledge everything about yourself. Acknowledge that maybe you're creating something different.
Yeah.
So for you, at the end of the day, look at your day and say, wow, look at everything look at everything that I've actually done today. Or look at everything I've created so far in my life. Even if you have to go back to when you were 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. You know what? If you can just take over for a minute, I have to mute myself so I can get rid of this cough, okay?
Okay. Yeah, so at the end of the day, I'll start doubting what I even did or what I've accomplished or if I'm doing the right thing or if I'm missing out on life or I'll start doubting that I even have a social life. And so I'll start start cascading into all these different I'll be doubting myself and judging myself.
Okay, I'm back.
So
I was saying that if you acknowledge everything you have created or everything you've accomplished,
mm-hmm.
there is no room for doubt. So, you know, you can just say, oh, poor me, look at me, like, I finish my day at 9 o'clock or I'm
mm-hmm.
going home by myself, whatever it is you say. You can also say, wow, look at how busy I am. I'm so busy that I have
yeah.
to go to home at 9. Or, oh my
so
gosh, look at... Okay, can I just say something about the being lonely and not being social thingy?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that are not kind in this world. So if you feel yourself like lonely or social, you could say, wow, look at how good I am and not surrounding
mm-hmm.
myself with mean people.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's
okay.
where I was going back to what I said earlier, is before we even start that process of that doubt or whatever it might be, we can try to, instead of doing that, so what if we give so much energy to things that have turned out positive in the past in
mm-hmm.
our lives and try to keep that sort of that vibration, that energy active. So And when I do that, it seems like everything else, there's just no room for anything else. Because I'm just in so much gratitude, and I realize that, you know, my life is great. It's a gift. And
it is.
And then
it
starts playing that, and then you stop playing that victim card, and everything starts feeling better. But
yeah. Okay, so we what do you do with doubt? First, you ask, is this doubt or is it an awareness?
Mm-hmm.
Then you acknowledge that you are disempowering yourself, and you ask questions to empower yourself and to start really knowing what it is that you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you actually acknowledge everything you have, you be, and all of that. You start acknowledging.
Yeah. And then Sophie, how about the bars? What would the bars do as far as, if, say, you're going through something right now and you have a lot of doubts?
Mm-hmm. So we talk about how doubt was a thought. It's in our head. So the
mm-hmm.
bars help get rid of everything that's in our head.
Mm-hmm.
That does not serve us. Sorry, not everything that's in our head, but the bars allow us to erase the things in our head that don't serve us. So if you run Access the Bars, then you will get rid of the thoughts, the emotions that are creating the doubt in your head. So
mm-hmm.
it's definitely a wonderful tool.
Yeah.
We have a caller, so I'm going to see if they have a question, okay?
Okay.
Hi, you're on the line. Do you have a question for us?
Hi, Sophie. This is Jim.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Hi, Jim.
I'm good. Hi.
Do you have a question?
I was wondering if you were going to choke to death before you fixed your cough.
I know, right? I was, like, suffering. That's it?
Yeah, well, I'm simply lucky. I don't have the self-doubt anymore, so.
Oh, that's cool. I love that.
And I like
Has
how,
your blog...
I like,
go ahead.
I was going to say, Jim, I love how much you care about Sophie.
Well, she's a great teacher.
Yes.
Okay, you get stopped. I can't. You can't do that to me right now. Okay, so, Jim, how's your blog doing?
I'm not doing my blog.
Huh. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions about it?
No, I don't mind.
So, would you say that you have not, why would you say you have not created your blog so far?
I don't know. I just haven't felt the motivation or the need to.
Are you too busy for it?
I stay pretty hooked up with everybody I need to talk to on Facebook, so.
Yeah. So this is a really great example. So Jim was thinking about writing a blog. He's not writing the blog, but it's not necessarily self-doubt. It's that what he was thinking about actually does not match the energy that he wanted to have in his life. He wanted to be connected to people, so he does that through Facebook. So not doing something does not necessarily mean that you're doubting yourself, but it simply is that thing that you thought about doing at one point just does not match what it is you want to create.
It's just like asking the universe for something, and it shows up in a different way.
Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jim. I love that we were able to talk about that.
Anything with you.
All right. I'm going to...
Makes sense.
Awesome. I'm going to mute you for a little while. Okay, so...
Sophie...
go ahead.
So self-awareness is a critical step to overcoming fear and removing doubt. So I think we realize that.
Yeah, and to me, there's a misconception about self-awareness. A lot of people think that it's something that they have to work on. The truth is, if you feed yourself when you're hungry, or if you go to bed when you are tired, then you are self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
So it's as easy as that. Simply, if you always live your life according to a schedule, so like you eat at 12 because it's 12, and you go to bed at 9 because it's 9, then yes, you're going to have a little bit of work to do to start really wondering, okay, am I actually hungry or am I actually tired? And you can start with those, then move forward, move toward other things, more complex things. But if you eat when you're hungry and if you go to bed when you're tired, you are self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to debunk that.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people experience doubt when they're experiencing fear. Is that not true? I understand doubt can be an awareness too, but I think for most of us, I think doubt comes from something that has happened in the past, and we relate to that in that present moment when we're thinking about our next adventure or our next desire or our next quest, and it stops us. So I think more people have problems with that than just having the fact that they're not completely aware. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Most of it is.
The same way we talked about acknowledging everything you have accomplished or everything you're being, is the same thing. Is what if you just start acknowledging how aware you are by little things?
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, if you go walk in a busy place, and you don't bump into people, then you are aware of your environment. You're aware of the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So what if you actually started acknowledging the simplest thing that you are aware of? And I hear what you're saying, Tobias. I'm also one of these people who I know that everything we want and everything we desire, we already have some of it in our universe, because if we did not have some of it, we couldn't want it.
Yes.
That's
that
it.
Is true.
So when we want more money, we have already the experience of having money. When we want greater love, we already have the experience of having love. When we want more ease with the body, we already have the experience of having ease with the body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So just, you know what? Question everything. Like, even if you have doubt, if you're like, I can't do this, I can't do that, okay, this is scary, this is just question it. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Huh, is this true? Huh, is this true? Huh, is this true? Just question it. Question everything and see what shows up.
Yeah. And just remember that they're all thoughts. So.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, so do you have anything else to add to this, Tobias?
I'm a little, I think I'm drained out now.
Okay. Yeah, I think we've fried a lot of people, because I actually think we gave people a lot of great information. So before we wrap up, I want to make you all aware that if you would like to play with the idea of removing doubt from your life so that you can create things that you haven't created yet, or things that you always dreamed of having, things that you really want to create. And maybe it could be somebody who wants to move from being an employee to having their own business. It could be somebody who is single and who really wants to find find somebody to be with. Or it could be that you already have everything you could ask for and you're wondering what else you could have. All of these people, if you would like to play, if you would like to add more to your life, I am inviting you to come play with me starting Sunday for 5 days in a row. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Once a day, we will be talking on the phone for an hour, and we will talk about creating a new possibilities in your life, okay? This is going to be so much fun, and we're going, the group that's getting together to create this class is phenomenal. So even if you think, oh, I don't know if I can do it, just go check it out. Just be like, okay, so what if I started playing with this? So if you want more information, go to moreeaseplease.com/5days, okay? So that's moreeaseplease.com/5days. And check out the information. You know, just see if that appeals to you. I have a silly video there where I give you 3 things that you may be doing wrong, that I was doing wrong when I wanted to create something. So you already have information just by going to the website. So check it out. See if that calls to you. And if it does, then I will be talking to you on Sunday.
And Sophie, where do we go about getting our forest run? We go to accessconsciousness.com and you can look for a forest facilitator in your area.
That's right. There's over 2,500 bars facilitators, and there's a lot more bars practitioners, and a lot of them are listed on the accessconsciousness.com website. So if you go to accessconsciousness.com, you can look under facilitators and then find a facilitator, and you just put your country and your area, and you will get a list of facilitators in your area. So if you'd like to get your bars run, which I strongly recommend, that's the way to do it, okay? And it doesn't hurt. It relaxes you. It's better than a massage. And the worst-case scenario, your whole life changes.
It's the beginning of something different.
Definitely. Definitely. Okay. let me see.
How are we doing?
Jim, do you have anything else you want to add or ask?
Oh, is Jim still here?
Is there anything else you would like to ask or tell us?
I didn't quite get the webpage.
Okay.
For your 5 day.
So it's moreeasplease.com. Three words in a word. So moreeasplease.com/5days. The number 5 and then days.
Okie dokie.
Okay, sounds good. All right. Well, Tobias, thank you so much for doing this show with me. Your brilliance always amazes me every day.
Oh, thank you.
And I am sure we'll be doing a show. Probably we've been doing them almost every other week. So, you know, you can probably count on that frequency with us. So thank you all so much for listening. And don't hesitate to share this with your friends. We'd love to contribute to more people. Anything
thank
else
you, everybody.
About it?
Nope.
Okay.
Just wanted to say thank you. And thank you all for listening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.